Goldborn. I only do this so I can get on stage. Oh no. There you go. He said I have my own water, and I don't know what's in that water, bro. But I'll take it either way. We're gonna work on some squats because this is a thing. I'm gonna do a little bit of script reading, and it's gonna be awkward for everyone involved. And then I'm gonna do a little bit of hello. You feel me? Do you get it? They get this. I'm gonna do this for a minute. So, good evening and welcome to San Jose Jazz Summerfest 2018. Yes. Is presented by San Jose Jazz, as you know. The organization's mission. I'm chilling, man. I know how it works. Okay, sorry guys. Because those stairs are not enough exercise for me, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so San Jose's mission is to enrich the community through music education and live performance. This, I feel, I'm going to go off script on this one. I feel like is the most important thing, because when you support San Jose Jazz, I like work here. When you support San Jose Jazz, you support music and the future of jazz and children, and this is how it works. This is how this genre will continue forward. And I find that's very important for us to understand, because this will die if the young people do not continue to play it. So this is why I feel like, right, I mean, I don't know if you said that, yes. So even if you don't come out, being a donor, being a whatever, any kind of way you guys can support San Jose Jazz is how we will keep this going. I will go now back to the script. San Jose Jazz benefits, apparently it's like literally what I just said. Great. San Jose Jazz benefits thousands of children every year through its year-round youth development and music education programs. These include the progressions, which provides instrument training, nutritional snacks, and homegrown assistance to underserved kids in East San Jose schools, so that's awesome. And you can learn more at sanjosejazz.org. So before we welcome Sons of Jubal, the band here behind me, beautiful people, to the stage, but they're on the stage. This is what happens when you read the script, you know. We'd like to thank you. No. We would like to say thank you to the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, the David and Lucille Packard Foundation, and National Endowment of the Arts. Thank you for your generous support, if the mole is here listening. To do a little intro, the beautiful people behind me, we're going to have an official intro, but I'm going to just let you know that they are, I've been working with them, I think, for 8 years or so. They're going to do a little bit of the history of San Jose through music and imagery, and it's going to be kind of a multidimensional show. Very excited about it. So, Sons of Jubal.
Thank you. One more is up. How you doing, everyone? Yay! That's right. We're not going to turn on the air conditioning until you get excited. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 2018 San Jose Jazz Festival. You're listening to WSOJ Radio.
WSOJ.
My name is Sean O'Kane, and we're coming to you live on tape from the Tabard Theater in downtown San Jose. Yeah! Thank you, Dad. This portion of our WSOJ radio show is being brought to you by Philips Milk of Amnesia. That's right. The over-the-counter remedy that works so well, you'll never remember why you used it in the first place. We are the SOJ Big Band, a volunteer...
SOJ!
volunteer community band that has been around for almost 20 years. Since I was 5. So I'd like to introduce the band. Say hello, band.
Hello, band.
I'd like to introduce our wonderful vocalist tonight, Ramona Snyder, right here. And Mr. Paul Taylor is sitting down. Mr. Paul Frank Sinatra Taylor. Well, tonight, you're looking at these images, and we're going to tell a story about the history of San Jose through music. It's going to be great. So check out these images as you listen to the music. Tonight, the SOJ band is going to tell a story along with its music about San Jose and then transition from an agricultural mecca called Valley of Heart's Delight to the world-recognized technology capital of the world, now called Silicon Valley. This story is about history, community, cultural diversity, and innovation. And we invite you to rediscover big band music and the history of San Jose. Now, long before it was called Valley of Heart's Delight, the Native American Ohlone people inhabited and settled in the San Jose area 1,200 years ago. That's right. And they took advantage of the coastal fishing and later the rich agricultural areas. So now, for your listening and dancing pleasure, you may dance if you like. Please welcome Ramona Snyder. She'll sing The Way You Look Tonight, followed by Paul Taylor with Come Dance With Me. Rake it.
Oh,
test.
Of California are well known, and San Jose is the site of the first non-mission parish built in California for the benefit of Spanish settlers. But San Jose was also the first city to be illuminated by electric light west of the Rockies when, in 1881, the city erected a 237-foot tall light tower. And now, this light tower was at Santa Clara and Market Street, but it collapsed in a storm December 3rd, 1915. But in 1977, a nearly half-size replica was constructed at History Park. Legend has it that San Jose's light tower was inspired by the designer of the Eiffel Tower, Gustav Eiffel. And we hope his inspiration helps you put you in the mood and come back and dance to In the Mood. Then Ramona will follow with Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, and then Paul with Say C'est Bon.
Thank you.
Stay still. anymore. People say it in friends when they thrill to romance, because it's oh so good. Say Seymour. So I say it to you like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Slightest embrace, and if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling Sensei Bond.
First permanently occupied mountaintop observatory. It was constructed in 1876 and through 1887 at the bequest of James Lick, who donated $700,000. And today's dollars, $1.2 billion. Now, he didn't live to see the completion of the observatory, and he's buried there in 1887 under the future site of the telescope. Now we'd like to play for you a famous swing tune, Begin the Begin, followed by Orange Colored Sky, how appropriate, and I've Got the World on String.
Thank you.
sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can you see? I'm in love. Life's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so and so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on the rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Pizarro, thank you so much. John A. Camus, council member, District 10 right there. Thank you so much. If I missed anyone else, please let me know. So, ladies and gentlemen, WSOJ Radio would like to thank one of our sponsors tonight, and that's JetBlue Airline. JetBlue Airline with their motto, next time, take a bus. Once again, this is WSOJ Radio, coming to you live at the San Jose Jazz Festival 2018 in the beautiful Tavern Theater at San Pedro Square. And now, back to our story. The Santa Clara Valley was already known for its innovation and commitment to technological development and agricultural technology. In the early days, farmers flocked to the Santa Clara Valley for its fertile soil, ideal climate, and mechanical innovations designed to revolutionize the way the world farmed and how food was preserved. Now, John Muir visited in the late 1800s right here, and it is alleged he had nicknamed the area the Valley of Heart's Delight for its miles and miles of beautiful fields and orchards in full bloom. The valley, with its scenic beauty, mild climate, blue skies, and gentle wind, attracts people from all over the world. Now here's the band playing in a mellow tone, followed by Almost Like Being in Love, and then Come Fly With Me. Thank you. for our dancers here. Look at these kids. Ladies and gentlemen, I give them a perfect tip.
I don't know about you, but I'm really going to enjoy this.
Stick around. There are prizes. Door prizes. Okay.
Thank you.
get you up there where the air is rarefied. We'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might even hear a whole game of cheers just because we're together. It's such a lovely day. You just say the word and we'll beat those birds down to our Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
How many native San Joseans do we have here? Just yell out. Nice. Very, very, very nice. And if you, this is the Alameda. This is what I want. This is the way it looked. The word Alameda, the meaning is a public promenade bordered and shaded with trees. That's what Alameda is. It was the Alameda between Mission Santa Clara and the Pueblo of San Jose had served as the main link between the two communities. And the planting of trees under the direction of Father Manguin de Catala and a local native people began in the late 18th century. So someone could pass the whole length of the Alameda and not meet a single person. So, here's our band playing Give Me the Simple Life, followed by Moonglow.
Thank you.
open moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you.
Transportation in San Jose was primarily done by horse-drawn or electric trolleys. Now, between 1880 and 1940, streetcars operated on close to 130 miles of track in the Santa Clara Valley. However, in 1984, a trolley barn was built at San Jose's History Park, a place to house and restore historic trolleys. And you can visit History Park in Kelly Park and ride one of those historic trolleys. Now, enjoy a big hit. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I've got you under my skin.
I'm gonna write words up.
under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. Of having you near, in spite of a warning voice, comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin.
Also the home of the first theater, started by Sid Grauman. That's right. In 1903, Sid Grauman introduced moving pictures to San Jose by opening the Unique Theater on East Santa Clara Street. The theater presented movies, stock theater companies, amateur nights, and vaudeville acts. And the most notable amateur to develop his talent there was Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. Well, after the 1906 earthquake, it demolished the Unique Theater, and Sid Grauman moved to Los Angeles and opened up another theater called Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Well, that's history. Here's our band with It's Oh So Nice, followed with Ramona, Blue Skies, and then Paul, the theme from New York, New York. Thank you.
start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep.
Okay, he said, well, tip at least 20% of your annual income because he owes me money for some. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, after the show tonight, please visit some of the wonderful restaurants we have here in San Pedro Square. This allows us to thank our sponsor, Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster. That's right. After a hearty meal at one of our featured eating establishments, try our new mouthwash, invented by Dr. Zafrod Beeblebrox. This refreshing mouthwash is compared to being hit upside your head with a gold brick wrapped in a slice of lime. Good. That's Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster. And it's brought to you by our parent company, Old Jenks Spirit Bourbon. Now, back to our show. Thank you. It took me a week to write that. So I'll bet you a dime, and see, this is Doc Harold's, his studio there. Doc Harold, I'll tell you who he is. After, you know, the person who invented radio, that was Marconi. But the early wireless broadcasts were in Morse code. And Doc Harold, okay, refined the technology to broadcast the human voice over the air. Charles David Harold, a graduate of San Jose High School in 1894, ran Harold's College of Wireless and Engineering in San Jose. And his broadcast of his first voice transmission in 1909. This, in 1912, Harold and his students strung about 12,000 feet of wires at the Garden City Bank at First Street and San Fernando to a building about halfway down the street south. His station was identified only as San Jose Calling. It became KQW, then KCBS. That's right. That makes KCBS the world's first broadcasting station. And how about this? Sybil Harold, Doc's wife, became the first DJ in the nation. Now here's the band with I'm Confessing, Chattanooga Choo Choo, and By All Means.
Listen up, step aside, partner, it's my day. Lend an ear and listen to my version of a really solid Tennessee excursion. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. Boy, you can give me a shot. Can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare with just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs and Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are. There's should be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that'll never roll. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? All aboard, get on board. Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
How many people know who Amadeo Peter Giannini is? I know you do. A.P. Giannini, that's right. Born and raised in San Jose, he started the Bank of Italy, which became Bank of America in 1930. Did you know that?
Yes.
A.P. Giannini, San Jose. And his practices revolutionized the banking industry with a commitment to previously underserved members of the community, such as the working class, immigrant populations, and small businesses. The bank also encouraged children to start saving. It financed California's booming agricultural economy at a time when it was very, very difficult for farmers to get loans. And started, this is really interesting, the Women's Bank Department in 1921, the very first one. A.P. Giannini, an innovator, a leader, a humanitarian, born and raised in San Jose. How about Fly Me to the Moon? Story down, right? The history of San Jose. Although the high-technology industrial complex known as Silicon Valley did not develop until after World War II, there were some important episodes in the development of electronics. The final act of the transition from Valley of Hearts Delight to Silicon Valley began with a phenomenal growth of manufacturing, defense, and high-tech companies in the area. So with profits from these ventures catching national attention, agriculture was moved to the background as thousands of acres of orchards and rows of crops were paved over to make way for subdivisions, highways, and research and development facilities. Well, once this high-tech industrial complex phase began, the Valley of Heart's Delight became Silicon Valley, where a new generation of young entrepreneurs with hopes and dreams of creating a new industry right here in San Jose. Ladies and gentlemen, sweet home San Jose, I mean Chicago.
Thank you.
keep those cards and letters coming into WSOJ. We want to give a big thanks and a shout out to History San Jose for all these wonderful historical photos. And let's give a big hand to our vocalists, Ramona Snyder and Paul Taylor. How about our wonderful band right here? What? Yeah, yeah, stand up. Unbelievable. If you liked our show, my name is Sean O'Kane, and if you didn't, my name is Barbara Stanwyck. Half you people know who that is. It's just a funny name. Okay, so for Paul Taylor and Ramona and the WSOJ Band of Renown, we'd like to say thank you and good night, and say good night, band. Thank you.